Right, well, my job's the easy job tonight. I'm Mark Seeley, director of Autograph ABP, our offices. Excuse me, I've got a sore throat tonight as well, so I'm sucking a stretch. Our offices are just along the road. Donna and I have been, I suppose, in dialogue for quite a while around her work. Recently, you were in Lightwork as a guest of ours at the residency program there. Jeffrey Hoon and Hannah Fraser, the Not Natasha project we published. A very small book and a very successful book. And Emma, who's here tonight, used to work with us at Autograph before she abandoned ship and went on to do greater things, was very active with working with Donna and promoting a touring exhibition of her work as well, which has been pretty far and wide now, from Portland in Oregon, the Not Natasha project, to Dublin, to Bradford. To Paris, and
Helsinki.
To Helsinki. So it's been pretty interesting. But in between all of those activities, Donna was talking to me about this Romanian project, and I was quite ambivalent about it in many instances, because I'm not necessarily a good judge all the time. And I thought that there was a project there, but half a project in many instances. I was kind of caught between the autobiographical aspects of the project and then the kind of documentary aspects of it. And I thought that there was a fault line in terms of trying to talk about those two aspects of the work. It felt as though that there was a kind of diary at play, and at the same time, a record kind of happening in a much more kind of traditional way. So coming along the other night, I was, you know, infinitely proved wrong. And that was very pleasurable to be proved wrong, because I think artists are often the best judges of how their works kind of get manifested. And it just goes to show you shouldn't listen to so-called curators and project directors, and you should always follow what it is that you feel as though is the true path of the work in a kind of Buddhist sense. So I was asked at very short notice to come along and have a chat with Donna about some of the work, because I do feel as though there's a kind of intimate relationship to some of the things she's trying to say. So I think tonight Donna's going to speak for maybe, she's going to present a 12-minute film, and then maybe speak for about 20-25 minutes, and then I'll probably ask a couple of questions. And because it's quite a small group, maybe we can have a conversation about some of the things, someone's creeping down the stairs, some of the things that I suppose that you might want to share in terms of responses to the work. I think it's very important that we do this work as well. So, and we'll have hopefully an open and I'm sure interesting engagement. So without further ado from me, as they say, Donna.
Thanks, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here at Photo 8, to be able to show my work in this format as an exhibit, and to be able to present more of the work to you tonight. So thank you all for being here. As Mark was saying, there's a bit of autobiographical bit in this project, and it maybe was hard at the beginning to justify it. That's why maybe Mark thought it was a project on its way to be done, but half of it, or but I had to make this project in a way, because I am concerned a lot with migration. And I'm a migrant myself, and as I will talk about this work, you will see that I photographed the youth, the people that I photographed were almost all of them have left the space which they used to call home, and that's an interesting aspect of this work. Also, it's kind of like a gift, my gift, to the place that I left behind, and it's an investigation as well into the multi-layered reality of my homeland, which it's probably harder to sell, but not less important. I will present, I'll show you a little film, you might know it, but it's very short, and I think it's quite interesting. It's a film, it's a compilation. I really edited it down very strongly to a 12-minute presentation. It's called The Children of the Decree, and it's by Florine Lepant.
Cool. Yeah.